This fall, a team of journalism students and professors took a long look at the VA hospital in Fayetteville. They were hunting around for hints of fraud or mistreatment of patients, but the Fayetteville VA checks out. As part of a reporting cooperation between the university and public radio, Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media has this report about two growing data sets that students did key in on, homelessness and suicide.
What military were you in? What, Army, Navy?
Army National Guard.
Army National Guard. How long were you in for?
4 years.
Did you have a good experience?
Not really, no.
Robert Leonard is only 28, and he's not ready to lean on the VA for help.
Well, I mean, I consider myself young and able-bodied, and so I don't use much of the benefits that they give.
The former Army National Guardsman is sipping coffee from a paper cup, waiting for the restroom, inside the Seven Hills Homeless Center in Fayetteville. He's not homeless. He says he's...
Kind of couch surfing with friends right now. I mean, I'll stay with a buddy who works at a gas station, and he's got a little van with a bed in the back.
Just a short march north up Highway 71 is the newly expanded Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks. Not that that means a whole lot to Leonard.
The help that the VA requires has too many stipulations. You know, they try to get too much of a foothold in my personal life.
This fall, a dozen student journalists and four veteran journalism professors took a deep dive into the Fayetteville VA. They wanted to see how the system was working since the 2014 Phoenix scandal, where vets weren't getting seen for care and staff were falsifying records. Here's Alex Nicol.
I mean, veterans need to know that their hospital in their own backyard is actually doing their job, because that can influence them going to Little Rock, Oklahoma City, Memphis, somewhere
else. The students mined a bunch of different data sets, from pending wait times to patient surveys. In one set, Fayetteville had a far lower appointment wait time than Mountain Home or Muskegee, Oklahoma. But in another, a patient survey, the Little Rock Hospital came out a little bit better. The reporters also spent time with more than 30 vets. Reporter Lindsay Guimont said she got her best stuff over lunch at the American Legion.
Like, and one man sat there and cried like when I was talking to him, and that really showed me that these people are really passionate about what they do, and that they're, when they aren't getting what they feel like they should receive from the VA, like, it really does hurt them.
Their semester-long reporting turned up pretty positive results for the Fayetteville VA, but it also turned up two really discouraging trends. Homelessness was one. Homelessness for veterans in Northwest Arkansas has more than doubled in just the last 7 years, a period of time when living units have become scarcer and prices much higher. The other is suicide. For the entire state of Arkansas, vets are killing themselves 25% more than the national average. And if they're young, 18 to 34, it's 60% higher.
People who do not serve in the military have no idea.
Maureen Cover Bryan is the daughter of a career soldier and the mother of a veteran who died by suicide 6 years ago. To her, outreach for veterans, whether that's VA benefits or suicide prevention, is a priority.
I kind of look at it the same way. Was my dad entitled to anything? Was my son entitled to anything? Well, yes, both of them were. And they're both entitled to more than what an ordinary citizen who does not serve in the military gets.
Very big issue. I've tried twice to commit suicide.
Back to Robert Leonard. He says he has mental health concerns, and yeah, he's tried to kill himself. The one time...
I tried to jump out in the middle of traffic and caused a really bad car accident and hurt some people.
What helped him then was a stay at a psychiatric hospital. And the VA, well, they paid
for it all and everything.
In Fayetteville, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.